This is Work and Learn Abroad.
Welcome to Work and Learn Abroad. This is a new episode. This time we are with Joao. How are you doing, Joao?
Hey, thank you. I'm fine, thanks.
Good, good. Joao, maybe if you can start by telling you about you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me here. And I'm Brazilian. I've been in Ireland for 3 years now. 3 years, actually, in 3 days.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. Wow. Congrats.
Yeah, and I came directly from Brazil to Ireland, just looking for a better quality of life. And yeah, basically that's it.
Okay, so it was it Ireland your first destination?
No, not really. Actually, it was London.
Oh, great.
It's funny because Irish people don't really like English people.
so you were going to pick the competition,
let's say. Yeah, I changed the sides, yeah. Yeah, so basically I was planning to go to London because, well, actually, I wanted to move out of Brazil because, like, when I was 12, many people from my family, like cousins and uncles, aunts, they went to the U.S.
Yes.
And then they started telling me a lot of things, how is life out of Brazil and stuff. I've never been out of the country before. Mm-hmm. I had never been. And then, for some reason, I just wanted to come to London because, well, first of all, I have an Italian passport, so coming to Europe is much easier for me than going to the US.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I decided to come to Europe, and then I thought London would be a good idea because of the financial companies and all the tech companies. So, and it's a huge country, big city, very powerful. So I thought that'd be a good option. So I started researching about London. I knew already where I wanted to live, like what the neighborhood and everything. And then a friend of mine, he had lived in Dublin for 3 years in an exchange. And then he told me, look it up about Dublin. You're going to love this city. It's all about you.
Oh.
Like Dublin, like in Ireland, because it's not a country that you hear much about when you are in Brazil or probably anywhere outside of Europe.
Yep.
It's not like a very, let's say, famous country, not a mainstream country.
Well, that's some friends and family say, like, why are you going to Ireland? What is there?
Exactly, exactly.
And they were surprised, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, oh, no, Ireland, man, that's weird. But, like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a try. So I started doing my research about Dublin, and then I just fell in love for the city. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks so cool. The city is not too big, it's not absolutely not as big as London. So I thought that you could kind of control more how things are because
First time living abroad? Was it the first time living abroad?
Yeah, first time abroad.
Okay, so that's hard.
I mean, the first time at all, like out of Brazil, like I never had a trip to other countries. So yeah, just started looking up about the city, and then I just loved it. And then I found that also there were loads of tech companies here, so that was a very strong point for me. Because I didn't have any job yet. I was not doing interviews or anything like that.
Yeah. The market is strong.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable, actually. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, well, after my friend then recommended me Dublin, then I just decided to come to Ireland, and
so
then
you,
that's it.
Let's go back in time.
Yeah.
You were there, you were thinking about Dublin then,
mm-hmm.
and then you just book a ticket.
Not at all.
I packed some clothes and
no, not at all.
Go.
So
how
I
was the mental, the mindset that you got at the moment?
Yeah, no. So actually, well, I was really afraid, first of all. So when I was planning about London, I was planning about London for like 2 years in a row. And then I started working with this guy, and then he told me about Dublin. So I changed the cities in the last year that I was in Brazil. So I had a year to read about Dublin and stuff. But in the meantime, I was already saving money because in my mind, if I had enough money to not work here for 6 months, I should be okay somehow.
Okay.
I thought that would be enough.
Yeah, that was your plan.
Yeah, that was my plan. So it's like, okay, just save money to pay for the bills and survive for 6 months. Somehow I'm going to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. And then when I just I got enough money, then I was in a relationship, it was getting kind of serious, so I decided to wait because she was still finishing college. And then when we broke up, I said, okay, there's nothing else holding me back here.
That was a trigger?
That's the time. I can just go now, like, I'm free to go.
Yeah.
And then I just booked the tickets, and 6 months later, I just left the country. Okay. Basically, that was it.
So what that night before leaving the country, how do you feel? What's your intake?
It's kind of weird. Like I was so happy for some reason. I don't know. I was so sure I was doing the right thing. So at the beginning, when I booked the tickets for like 6 months before coming, I was really afraid for a couple of months. Every time, every night, basically, I was thinking, okay, am I doing the right thing? Or I don't know if is that the right move? Maybe I should wait a bit longer or something. I don't know. So because I had a good job and everything, like my life was not like, oh, I had a big problem there, so I was running away from problems. Not at all. So I
Were
was really
you
afraid, but
how did you think about the language at that point as well?
so I'm self-taught actually. I learned English on my own, basically translating lyrics and
Okay.
watching YouTube videos.
Nice. Well done, man.
My first conversation in English was my first job interview.
Oh, great. Well done,
I
man.
mean, not a job interview with a company, it was with a recruiter.
Yeah.
And then this
Here in
girl,
Dublin.
I was in Brazil, but she
Okay.
was based in
You
Dublin.
were
She's Dublin.
already engaging with recruiters.
Yeah. So like a month before coming, more or less, then I set up an account. I created an account on Monster AI and Irish Jobs. And of course, updated my LinkedIn and stuff. And then some recruiters started contacting me. Some of them didn't want to talk to me because I was in Brazil. They say, okay, when you arrive here, then we can talk. And but this girl, she was more interested in helping me. And the first time that she called me, I was working. And then this friend of mine that I said that he recommended me Dublin, he was right beside me. And I say, oh my gosh, that's from Ireland. And I started shaking. I cannot
Getting
take the
heart
call.
attack, yeah.
I cannot take the call. So I just hang. And then she's left a message. And I could hear the message like many, many times until I could understand her. I heard this message like 10 times. I could not understand it. And then I looked at my friend like, what the hell am I doing with my life?
Oh,
Like,
no.
it's not gonna work. I
Yeah.
can't talk to people. And then 3 days later or something, she called me again. And then in the meantime, this friend of mine, he was encouraging me and say, look, you have to take it. You have to face your fear. Otherwise, it's not gonna work. And then 2 or 3 days later, this girl called me again and I picked it up. I could barely talk to her. Like, it was so awkward and I felt awful because, again, I couldn't help her and she was being so nice and trying to say, no, no worries. We work with foreigners all the time, so everyone understands it. That's totally fine. We're gonna find something for you. When that conversation finished, I was so close to just give up and say, look, that's not gonna work. I have to do like an English course or something before I can move.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my friend was just encouraging me. My family was super supportive and everything. And then I like, okay, after like a week more or less, after some calls again with some other calls with the same person. So I got a bit more relaxed. And then other recruiters started calling me as well. And then I started talking to other recruiters, and it was easier to understand the other recruiter than this girl because
Okay.
she has a very strong Irish accent. And you know,
Okay.
it's very hard to understand them
Yeah.
when you talk to them for the first time because I'm used, again, I learned from YouTube videos, so I'm used to English from US and maybe from UK, well, not from Ireland.
Well,
So.
Irish people, they have many accents. So when you come here, you might be thinking, okay, so it would be Irish accent. And then you find that it might be some strong Irish accents and some other that are more mild, kind of Americanized, and they maybe kill me if they hear this. it's so funny to see all of these different
Yeah,
accents.
definitely.
So
Yeah, she
it's a
sounded
good
more like
experience as well.
Cork Irish
Oh,
accent. That's a
okay,
very
yeah,
strong
that's
accent.
strong.
That's a very strong accent. You know, it's
Yeah.
very hard to understand people there. So yeah, so after those calls, then I started being more relaxed and say, okay, I think I can do that. And then I
So,
started being super happy. So my last month there, I was basically like jumping up and down. I was like, I couldn't believe that I was doing it. And then that's when I started really accepting and understanding that
the
it was
change.
possible. And yeah, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm ready for it. And then get
Okay.
super
So
excited about it.
the night before, you feel freedom, right? You're coming to the freedom world, and this mindset is switched to actually, I'm doing this. So, how was for you once that you arrived?
Oh, that was awful. So I remember when we landed and I was leaving the airplane and I was thinking, I screwed up. Like, what I'm doing here, I'm half of the planet away from home. I have no idea what's gonna do. I can barely speak to people. I don't know how to talk to anyone, and I didn't have like internet on my phone. So I was like, oh my gosh. So there was a transfer set up to pick me up at the airport and then drive me to the hostel. But I was like, how can I find this person? I don't have internet on my phone. And then I don't know. There was just so many bad things going through my mind, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I just hope that this thing works. I just hope that I don't disappoint my family. And then I just started looking for this person, and then I found them after like 15 minutes walking around the airport. And then I felt much relaxed actually when after I found them, because then they started explaining to me some things and showing me some things on the
Great,
city and say,
yeah.
oh, here's where you're gonna do this thing, blah, blah, blah.
And
And
this person was there because was it a recruit, she or he a recruiter or was,
oh,
or
no, it
was it
was.
guy or...
No, it was just someone that I found on a Brazilian group, a Brazilian
Oh,
Facebook.
nice,
Yeah, a Brazilian on a
nice.
Facebook group.
Yeah.
And then
Oh, that's
there
even
are
much
loads of,
better.
there are loads of Brazilian groups on Facebook about doubling in Ireland and stuff.
Okay.
So that made my life
Oh, that's a
much
good
easier.
tip for someone who is in Brazil or any
Oh,
Portuguese
yeah.
kind of community and
Yeah.
they want to explore it and to go
Yeah,
engage
absolutely.
in Facebook or to any other social media
Yeah, absolutely.
to actually get to
Absolutely, people are
know
very
people.
helpful in those groups. Like, if you're looking for a place, or if you're just arriving, you have nowhere to go or something. If you can just go to those groups, someone's gonna help you for sure. People are very helpful there.
And then, well, once you are here, you get your stuff, you get to some place to actually sleep, and then you start to get to know more about companies, the city and all. How was the recruiting pro the job hunting go how did the job hunting went?
That was super quick actually. So as I started talking to some people before I came here, so when I arrived here, I was in contact with three different recruiters, and then I met all of them, like just had a coffee or lunch or something, and then they started getting me some interviews with actual companies. In a week, I had my first offer, and I was like,
Great.
oh my gosh,
This
because
is
I came here thinking,
was a
okay, I
good
have to
money.
work with something else. And then, I mean, in another area, not in IT. And
Yep.
then later on, I can start in our field. But I was so lucky that after a week, I had an offer, like, oh my gosh, definitely I want to take it. And then I talked
What
to other.
sorry, was it a good was it good money? Or if you go back in
It.
time, was it good money or you
I
were
was not so sure, but it was good. It was good money. I
okay.
mean, definitely more than enough to pay for the bills and so on. Definitely.
For the Dublin standard.
Yeah, for
Okay.
Dublin Star, yeah, absolutely. So then I
But that you
talked.
didn't pick that one, did
Yeah, but
you?
I didn't, because, well, first thing, I was living in Dublin 7, close to Finks Park,
Yep.
and then this company is based in Malahide.
Okay.
So that'd be
Oof.
like
Yeah.
1.5 hour by
Yeah.
bus, more or less, every day. And that is exactly the same situation that I was when I was in Brazil, and I hated it. That was one of the things that I hated about my last job there. So, like, oh, I don't want to go through the same thing again. But it's still, it's an offer, so that's awesome. Like, I have an offer. I'm not gonna die tomorrow because I don't have any money to buy food.
Yep.
So then I told the other recruiter, because I'm very transparent all the time, so I told the other recruiter, look, I had an offer, so maybe you can cancel the interviews because I think I'm gonna take it, because at least I have an offer. Because I was so scared to not get other offers
Yeah.
and drop it. And then this other recruiter, we are still friends today, and she told me, you should not accept it. I'm 100% sure you're gonna get something much better, because there were so many companies wanting to interview me. I was kind of scared and surprised, but happy at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, it makes sense what she's saying, but still, what if she's wrong? Like,
Why should I believe this girl?
yeah,
Yeah.
it's about like my salary and my
Yeah.
career.
Yeah.
And then I like, okay, let's talk tomorrow about this thing again. And then I went home and just laid on my bed. It was like 6 p.m. still, and I was just thinking a lot about everything that had happened in the last
Yeah.
week, all the interviews, all the phone calls and everything. And then I just thought, look, I have enough money for at least 6 months, so I should be fine. Like, I got an offer in a week.
Good
I don't
goal,
need
man.
to jump into the first opportunity. Like,
Yes.
I planned so much to be here. I don't wanna do anything in rush or out of fear or anything. And then I declined this first offer, and it was amazing, because then after a month I had more than 10 offers actually.
Right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, that's a dream. Like, I don't think I would have that many offers if I was back in the city where I was living in Brazil.
Yeah. Did you find the Irish market for job hunt different from the Brazilian one?
Yeah, very different. Very different because here the recruiters go after you. And in Brazil, it's kind of the opposite. You have to go after companies. Then
And did
it's
you have
not.
the recruiters as well?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. But not that many. Not that many at all.
It's
I
not.
mean, it's kind of scary how good the market is here in Dublin. It's
Yeah.
kind of scary because, well, you know that like yourself, like every day we are contacted by a recruiter here, offering us someone something. So
Yeah.
it's really impressive. It's really impressive. I'd say if you work in IT, Dublin is a perfect place to start your live abroad or your life in Europe.
Yep. So, okay, you got an offer of several offers. Did you find yourself thinking, okay, this is good, this is a good offer, but also why are they talking about shares or 27 days off? So was that a thing that you started to learn as well while you were
Yeah,
here?
definitely. So I got many offers from small companies like startups, and I also got many offers from big
Big
companies.
names.
Yeah, and then on the big companies, it's very clear that they offer all these benefits for you, just to kind of seduce you and then get you to work to them. And then yeah, I started comparing these kind of things, and some companies are gonna offer much more money, but you're gonna get not that many days off and so on. So as I was feeling like much more comfortable, I started really like doing like a pros and cons of each company. And when I had offers that I had to give my final answer like in that week, then I'll literally draw like a board on a paper and compare both of the companies, and I'll read more about both companies to say, okay, between those two companies, and then I was doing these kind of comparisons all the time. So, and then yeah, I learned that many big companies here would offer you stocks. That's a very common thing. Many because many companies, many tech companies here are American companies, and that's super natural in the US. So, and they also kind of try to race on who's gonna give you more PTO because that's a big thing as well. Yeah, I learned that the benefits could be very competitive, I would say.
And in terms of, well, you got an offer after seeing all of these things and benefits and money and names, you at some point you just decided for a company, and then you have to look for a place to live, to actually stay longer, because then at that point you say, okay, I'm staying here. So how was the housing hunt now, let's say, here in Dublin for you?
Okay, so the house hunt here for me, actually, I think I was very lucky because actually I came here with 2 weeks booked in a hostel. That's the maximum that a hostel would accept you. And then after 5 days, I found a place actually. But again, it's because I was already in touch with some people with those Facebook groups. And then in 5 days, I found this place, and I would share an apartment with a Brazilian couple. I'm
Oh,
like, okay,
great.
that's good. Like, it's a Brazilian couple. Like, we are in the same culture, so we can understand each other. I was kind of reluctant because I didn't want to really live with Brazilians because I wanted to live with someone who could practice English. But at the same time, I thought, okay, you know what? At the beginning, at least, let me stick to like at least my house should be an easy place for me. I can just speak in Portuguese if that's the case. Like, I don't get so tired and so on. I can express myself and so on. So then I
So
moved to
to
this
the
house.
with this couple, and
But I
so
looked.
one of the things that you would say then is networking. So if you go back in time, what would you do different? Like if there's someone back in Brazil now thinking, oh well, actually I would like to go abroad, and well this guy is actually Brazilian, he has a good experience in Ireland, he was engaged by a lot of recruiters, so it seems to be easy, let's say. What would you recommend to
Do
these
you
people?
mean by picking the right place or just the person decided the place already, and how do they prepare to go there?
Yes. The whole process. So what would you do differently? Would you do something different for recruiters, for job hunt, for housing, or networking?
Yeah, I think networking could be more helpful, to be honest, because I was in touch with people like recruiters and people to find place and stuff, but I was not really in touch, like, in a way, like, asking really, okay, please help me, like, I don't know this and that and so on. So maybe I could have talked more to some people, or maybe talked more to more people, you know what I mean? And to get here, and then, I don't know, just have more friends, and then just find places in easier or something, maybe finding a job. I believe that I was kind of lucky. I was really lucky, to be honest. At least it was much faster than I thought to get the new apartment and a place to live, and then the job as well. But I believe that if I had spent more time with the networking with people, yeah, I believe that that would be more guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think I was lucky,
yep.
But it could be more guaranteed for people coming and stuff.
And after you've been here more than almost 3 years,
yeah,
if you are just thinking that you might arrive now in Ireland with all the experience that you have at the moment, what would you do different here in Ireland just if you have arrived?
That's a good question. Doing differently. I don't think I would have done anything differently in my story, to be honest, because I think I really like the way that it went through. I really liked it. Again, I think I was lucky, but still, I really liked it. I liked the adventure and everything. But if you're just arriving now in Dublin, I think it's harder now than it was 3 years ago. Like the accommodation situation, it's awful in Dublin. It's so expensive now. So I would say really plan ahead, and before you come here, just look for places where you think you want to live. Because, for example, if you want to live in the city center, maybe you're not going to use the public transport as much and not going to spend much time commuting, but at the same time, it's so expensive.
Yep.
Or you can just live in a more relaxed area outside of Dublin. Many, many Irish people actually do that. Most Irish people don't want to live in the city center. It's more like foreigners that live here.
And what about culture? Because, I'm from Costa Rica, you're from Brazil. We got a really active culture. We like to go out the weather is different here. And music is different here, even though they fancy a lot music.
Yeah.
But how would you, what would you recommend to adjust to the country?
Yeah, I think Irish people are very welcoming, to be honest. They really like foreigners. They're so used to it. At least people are here in Dublin. They're so used to it. So they're very welcoming to everyone, I would say. And they're super friendly, super funny people. They're kind of warm. They kind of reminds me of like Latin people. And they're not what I expected from, I don't want to say this, but like an European person. Normally we think they're colder, they're not very friendly, let's say. They're a bit they're a bit too straightforward, for example. Yeah. So but I think Irish people are really friendly, so I think it's totally fine. And it's lovely when you can go to just any pub, even on your own, and when you just arrived, and you can listen to Irish music, and you can see that they're very happy. They dance in some pubs. That's awesome. And they do very well with foreigners. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So it's quite an unexpected culture, actually, for us, that we don't know that much about them.
Yeah.
And then once that you're here, like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. They're really cool.
Yes, yeah. And they are quick with the word. They're good people. And any other last advice that you have for the people?
I would just say, before you go anywhere, not just in Dublin, but anywhere, is read a lot about the place. It's like, read like local news from the place, because I think that's the best way to get to know the real, how it is actually to live in that place. Some people just read about like, oh, how is it to move to there? Some like people who did like an exchange or something. Living the city is not the same as just going there for a trip or getting to know like the beautiful place and stuff. So read like the local news. So you're going to get a hang of maybe the weather, or I don't know, politics, or I don't know, criminal rate or something, anything that may concern you. So I would say reading local news is super important, and trying to find groups on Facebook about Dublin or any other city that you're planning to go, and trying to find groups that could help you and people who went through that experience that you're trying to do as well. That could help a lot.
Well, thank you, Joel, for all the advice.
Thank you.
And if anyone wants to get in touch with you, is there a way to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not very active on Facebook, even if
Okay.
I mentioned Facebook many times, but still people can find me, and it's João Siqueiroli, Siqueiroli,
Okay.
and João is Joal. I'm more active on Instagram, is the same name, and the username is just J Siqueiroli. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't mind. People can definitely ping me. I've helped like three or four people already coming to Dublin to find places to live and stuff.
Great.
I really like doing that, yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
And in my case, you can contact me to Leonardo dot Martin at pm.me. Subscribe to the podcast. We will have people like Joao that has been successfully being here in Ireland and other places. So please join us and let us know if you have any question, we can help you.
Cool.
Thank
Thank
you,
you very
Joao.
much. Thanks, Leo.
This is Work and Learn Abroad.